The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Nikita Hand has, of course, taken a civil action against Conor McGregor and James Lawrence, claiming she was sexually assaulted in a Dublin hotel in December 2018. That case is ongoing, and Conor McGregor took the stand by way of defence today. Our court correspondent, Frank Graney, was there monitoring it all. Frank, what can you tell us?
Well, he took the stand at about 2:30. He is under cross-examination. The case has wrapped up for the day. That cross-examination will resume tomorrow. This isn't a criminal case. I should say that from the outset. This is, as you say, a civil legal action against Mr. McGregor and Mr. Lawrence, who deny any wrongdoing, claiming whatever happened in the Beacon Hotel in Dublin back in December of 2018. With Nikita Hand, it was all consensual, but I should say and maybe warn your listeners that these are allegations of a sexual nature. A lot of the evidence today was obviously of a sexual nature. So just to put that warning out there, he was asked how he came into her company, Nikita Hand's company, on the morning of the 9th of December 2018. He said that they had been in contact through Instagram and there had been some phone calls that the jurors have already been told. Nikita Hand had been at her Christmas party, her work Christmas party. She was going all night. She eventually met Conor McGregor on the morning after. She and a friend of hers, he collected them from the salon where she worked at the time in Goatstown. He had a room booked at the Beacon Hotel. They collected the second named defendant in this case, James Lawrence, and they went back to the hotel. And when he picked them up at the salon, he said that the girls just dived into the back of the car. The other girl was Danielle Keeley, who he said that he didn't know. He did know Nikita, though, and they grew up in the same area. They moved in the same circles. He knew of her. He described her as very bombastic, very energetic, he said, when she got into the back of the car. He said that he just told his security guy to start driving. And he said that if he liked the vibe, he'd figure out what to do from there. And he said that at one point he decided that he wanted to drop them off, that he wanted to go home himself, but that Nikita wanted to keep the party going. So they collected Mr. Lawrence. He said that they also grew up in the same area as Mr. Lawrence, that they bonded in their teens over the video game Call of Duty. And when he was asked why he decided to pick up Mr. Lawrence, he said the two girls were full of energy. And he said that he needed to level out. And he thought that Mr. Lawrence would be perfect because he also knew Nikita. En route to the hotel, he said it was great fun in the car. He said everyone was loving life. He said the mood was very fun, very playful, very happy, and at all times full of energy. And when they got into the penthouse suite in the Beacon Hotel, he said Nikita Hand jumped straight into the bath with a thud, he said. She was fully dressed. She was pretending to swim. He said he thought that was strange, but amusing all the same. He said drinks roared to the room, vodka, Bacardi, mixers, beers. They were playing music. They were having fun. And while the party was in full swing, he said he and Nikita were getting closer. He said they started kissing. At one point, he said he went to the bathroom in one of the bedrooms in this penthouse suite. He claims Nikita Hand followed him in. He said that he had a zip open when they began kissing again. And he described her as very enthusiastic. He said it was a lot more passionate than earlier. He said it took off from there. He claims, and he said this to the jury today, that she performed oral sex on him before they then took their clothes off and moved to the bed. He said it all progressed very quickly, ended up with them engaging in what he described as fully consensual sexual intercourse. He described the sex as enthusiastic, athletic. He said they went through a multitude of positions. Afterwards, he said they just chilled on the bed, had a drink. He described falling asleep, and he said that later, after he woke up, he said that she propositioned him again. He said that she jumped onto the bed, and he claims they had consensual sex for a second time. He said he left the hotel maybe an hour or so later, and that is, as he was leaving, he claims Nikita Hand was trying to pull him out of the car to get him to stay. And he said that in his direct evidence, he said that when he first saw things being posted on social media, he didn't think it was about him, but that when he found out that an allegation was being made against him, he said that he was shocked, frightened beyond belief. He described it as the most scary thing he has gone through in his whole life. That was his direct evidence today.
So he remains under cross-examination, as you say. Have we any indication as to how long he'll continue to be giving evidence, Frank, and how long this trial is expected to last?
Well, to the first part of your question, it's unclear how long he's going to be cross-examined. Obviously, there won't be a time limit put on it. That did begin this afternoon. This isn't a case, as I say, this isn't a criminal case, so it's not a case which in the ordinary way up the road in the CCJ will be brought by the DPP on behalf of the people of Ireland. It is a case being brought by Nikita Hand. So her barrister was questioning him about things like why he didn't give his Gardaí to his phone. He said that they didn't ask for it, that he wanted to, but that he was never asked for it. It was suggested to him that he chose not to make his phone available to the Gardaí. He denied that. He was asked about Nikita's claim that he put her in an arm lock before. He's accused of raping her. He denied that too. He accused her of being full of lies. Everything is a lie, he said. It's a full-blown lie, almost like a fantasy. He was asked about her injuries. He said he doesn't know where she got them from, but that he did know that she didn't get them from him. He described the sex again as athletic, physical. He said it was vigorous, prolonged, but not rough in any way, he said. As far as he was concerned, he didn't cause any of the bruises that were found on her. He also disagreed with a suggestion that her watch scraped her breast as he pressed down on top of her while he was allegedly raping her. And he said that it was fully consensual, all fun, all friendly, and all energetic. This action was set down for 2 weeks, 10 days of court time. Today was day six. So it was, and the jurors were told to expect it to last about 2 weeks. But it will obviously depend on what witnesses, if any further witnesses, are called on behalf of the defence. And you have to remember that there is a second named defendant in this case as well, James Lawrence, who also denies any wrongdoing and claims whatever happened between him and Nikita Hand in that hotel was also consensual.
Frank Graney, News Talk's courts correspondent. Frank, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.